email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, I was lucky enough to meet our next guest last week because he was inducted into the IMRO Radio Hall of Fame. He rose to fame as a singer. He's been hosting a popular radio show on the BBC in the north for over, well, nearly three decades, 26 years. They call him the wee man from Strabane. Hugo Duncan, good afternoon.
Ray, how you doing, boy?
Yeah, listen, first question, who's this?
Yes, that was today. Goodbye, Joe, we gotta go, boy.
Yeah, the Carpenters. I was going to ring in.
That's the Carpenters there.
Yeah. Listen, great to talk to you. You're in your studio, so you feel very relaxed up there, do you?
I'm here in the studio, yeah. I moved down to this studio. I was broadcasting for 25 years there up in Belfast, and then over the last 18 months or so, I've been down here in Foyle now. And, it's only 25 minutes down the road from home, yeah. And where before it was 2.5 hours up and 2.5 hours down. So it's good, and I enjoy it. And, you know, being a radio presenter is something I never thought of. It just happened, and I'm here now, and I've got this inaugurated to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
With yourself.
Listen,
and
other Hugh, people. Hugh, I was listening to you today. I love your show. It's like a midday disco. It's brilliant because you're doing that thing that I love. Yeah, like you started off today with Shake and Stevens, This Old House. And you were coming in, you were encouraging people to sing along and all that. And that's what you do every day. And there's a lovely sense of community. There's a lovely sense of joy about it. And it's all about you because you bring this lovely positive energy to it. So they're very lucky to have you up there.
Well, you see, Ray, I maintain that a daily presenter like yourself and myself, there's loads of presenters, but each presenter has to get across his personality. Mm. And if you get your personality across, and I think the number one thing to think about all the time, it's not, you know, you have producers, you've got managers, you've got everything inside, but it's the people outside you have to worry about, because those are the people, they're the people that's going to keep us going, yeah. And I want to keep them going, and they keep me going. And we play every kind of request. We play heavenly requests for people who've passed away and different things, but because it's life, it's yes. All about life and people.
And you're a companion to a lot of your listeners.
I am. You know, somebody said to me today, I'm one of the people. I live in Strabane, and the chapel's just up the road, and I go up there every morning. And I'm not a holy man or nothing like that, but I just enjoy going up and I enjoy meeting people. But a woman came out this morning who I would have thought would have never listened to me, and she said to me, she says, you know, you make me laugh every day.
Isn't that lovely?
I always maintain, Ray, there's two things I want to do with people every day. I want to either annoy them or make them happy, because one way or another, I'm taking their mind off their problems, and everybody's got family problems, yeah. Financial problems. So I want to get that mindset just away for that wee while. And you know, I never class myself as a radio presenter. I class myself as a singer playing music.
Yeah, but you're on from 1:30 to 3:00 every day up there from the Foyle studio on BBC Radio Ulster. Let's go back to the beginning. So it was just yourself and your mother?
Me Hugo. And my ma, wee yeah. Susie. Wee Susie and myself, I was a one-parent family, and we were reared in a place called the Head of the Town, Townsend Street in Strabane. And the neighbours were fantastic, and, you know, I lived beside loads of people that I just grew up with. And next door to me was two sisters and two brothers, and they used to look after me as if I was part of the family too as well.
Right.
So it was just a lovely setup, and there were no such thing as locking the doors them days. You got in and out all the time.
Yeah.
But when you think of it, Ray, today it's nearly a normal thing for somebody who is not married to have a baby. But in 1950 when I was born, I'm 74 now, so in 1950 when I was born, it was a scandal, like, yeah. You know, that kind of way. And my mother suffered that too as well. And, you know, I never thought about it. And, you know, when I was growing up and adolescence,
so she protected you from that, Hugo.
She did.
Yeah.
She protected me from the whole lot.
Yeah.
And I was very lucky. Somebody said to me one time, I was asked, Jerry Kelly, who a friend of mine, Jerry's up, and it was up on UTV. And yeah. Jerry did a wee podcast with me one time, and he asked me, what was some of the blessings you had? And a man contacted the program the next day here and said, your best blessing that you got was your mother. Because she started the whole that for you. And there was me and wee Susie. Yeah. And it worked, you know. I missed out on
a lot of things. She sounds like a very strong woman. What sort of a child were you?
Oh, bad wee sugar.
Right. Bad wee sugar.
But no, I was spoiled, you see. Yeah. I was spoiled. I was a choir boy. I was an altar boy. I was in the Legion of Mary. At one time, they thought I was going to be the next bishop in Strabane. But it didn't work out that way. I went the other way. But I loved doing them. I was very lucky. I got my mum brought me up very, very well. You know, I didn't know my father at all, but I actually went to his wake.
Did you?
And I went to his funeral, and my wife and my daughter went with me.
How did that happen? How did you find him in the end?
Well, I tell you what, it was... I went through a bad old period of drinking. And one day I was in the bar and having a drink, and I got the John Wayne effect, you know, I'm going to do this, and that was that. And I just got up, and another man and myself went up to where I lived. And... I went over, and he went over now, and then after he came back to the car again, this big gentleman walked out, and he was about 6 foot old, you know, completely different than me altogether. And he came over to the car, and your man said, "You're looking for me?" And I was sitting in the passenger seat, and he says, "No, I'm not looking for you, but this man here in the other seat's looking for you."
That was you.
Says, Who's that? Hugo Duncan. And he turned on his heels and he walked away. And he wouldn't speak to me, didn't do nothing at all. So then I got down the road about 2 or 3 miles, and the John Wayne effect came again. So I said, "Turn the car around." So we went back up again, and I went up and I knocked the door, and his wife opened the door and she says, "He's not here." And I says, like, I know he's there. I said, and I went in past her, and I just walked in. He was sitting watching TV, and I said to him, I said, "Tell me this." I says, "I'm not looking for anything. All I want to know is, are you my father or are you not?" He didn't say yes or no. He just nodded the head as if to say, "Yes, I am." And I left then again. And I met a half-sister who lived next door to him.
Hold on, Hugo. And that was it. That was the only words you ever had of him.
I hadn't even got words with him.
And then you went to his wake.
I went to his wake.
Wow.
And you know, it's one of the best kept secrets in the country, because everybody coming into the wake saw me standing at the bottom of the coffin. And they all looked at me, and they looked up, and, you know, they were mumbling away to themselves, you know. And it was tough now. And then you were standing at the bottom of the coffin, and you never had a father, and you were wondering what would have happened if we had been this, or had it been that, or had it been that. There was all this.
A lot of people who go and find, you know, estranged parents, they one of the curiosities is, does this person look like me? Is there a resemblance? Was there a resemblance?
Well, it wasn't. He was 6 foot and I'm 5 foot.
I know, but I know. But it could be the look of his face, you know, the head in him, so to speak.
There could have been. I wasn't that intense at the
time.
Right,
okay,
know.
Yeah, yeah. Because the first time there was drink taken, the second time he was dead. Yeah, fair enough.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, it was a tough enough thing.
And did the music, do you reckon, come from him or your mother?
Oh, my ma.
Yeah.
Anything I got good was my ma.
Ah, yeah. Brilliant. I'm looking here because they call you the wee man from Strabane, and you broke onto the country and Irish music scene in a band called...
The Tall Men.
There you go.
And it was Larry Cunningham, God bless him, God rest him.
Oh, Larry Cunningham, yeah.
They came up with a number.
Lovely Leitrim, was that him?
That's him. Yeah. Larry came back with this name from Nashville one time, and there was a footballer who played fullback for Offaly called Gray Hughes, was managing me.
Yeah.
And Barney Curdy was involved, and Oliver Barry and Colin Hines. I had more managers than Manchester United. But, you know, I got on well in the scene. But then, like all young men growing up, I was 20. I was married at 20. I met Joan and myself, courted for 3 years, and then we got married. We were engaged for a year and a half, and then we got married. And
you were married at 20?
I was married at 20 the following Thursday. That was a Thursday, the 26th of March, 1970. The following Thursday, the 2nd of April, I was married.
You're a great man for the dates.
Joan,
yourself and Joan are still together, because I met her down at the awards the other day.
Oh, yes, we're still there. And she was, you know, she was a blessing at the same. My ma was a blessing for me. Joan was a blessing for me. And, you know, it...
And did she because you said there that you went through rough times with the drink, and she stood by you.
What did I tell you? I got married on the 2nd of April, and on the 16th of April, I was holding the blessed candle in my mother's hand and praying. She was dying.
Oh, God.
So that was all inside a month. So then Joan took over, and Joan became... now Joan would be mother, wife, and
Confidant. Friend.
Well, I don't know. She tells me very little.
I think it's when somebody's your confidant, they tell you. You tell them, isn't it? You tell them. Yeah. She was in. You were saying at the thing that she was at Lourdes recently. How did she get on?
Yeah. Oh, she got on. She wasn't. She was great in Lourdes. She was happy in Lourdes, but she wasn't happy when she got home.
Why not?
Because she looked at me when she came home and she says, "I see the candles are not. They're not working. You're still alive." No, but I'm very lucky. I've got one daughter, Suzanne, and she's married to John Buchanan, and they have four lovely children.
Jake, and listen, we've a minute left, Hugo, and I just want you to tell our listeners about your granddaughter, Katie Sue, who you seem to have a very strong relationship with.
Well, Kitty Sue is a girl, you know. Kitty Sue doesn't talk round. She just goes straight to the juggler all the time, and she works with me in the program. We got the program into my home way back during COVID.
Uh-huh.
And they give me the gear one day in Belfast. They said, "You're not coming back in here anymore." So myself and my second daughter, granddaughter, Ellie Mae, after Christmas, Boxing Day lunch, we set up the whole lot and we started to broadcast from Stavan the following day. And Katie came in with me, and Katie did the she takes all the emails coming in.
Brilliant.
Terry here is with me, and all the rest of the team.
Isn't that great to have your granddaughter with you? Well, listen, Hugo, I really, we'll talk again.
Am I talking too much?
No, you're not. That's what you're on for. It's an interview. I ask the questions, you do the talking. Congratulations on being inducted into the IMRO Radio Awards Hall of Fame, and enjoy the night tomorrow night down in the Lyra at the Inkilkenny. And great. Thanks, Hugo. Thanks. That's the great Hugo Duncan there. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
See you now. Bye. Bye. What a lovely man. That's it from us. We are back tomorrow. Sarah and Cormac are on Drive Time. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.